about to do it like this, about to do it like this.
Easter's here, everyone.
Saturday, March 25th, Lighthouse Christian Church will be hosting our second annual Easter extravaganza. Join us at Lighthouse for a day of fun for the whole family. There will be games for all ages, inflatables for the kids, and great food for the entire family. There's going to be tons of fun and prizes for everyone. Oh, wait. Did we say lots of candy? There's going to be so much candy.
The event's located at our church at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. So mark your calendars now for March the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Lighthouse Easter Extravaganza is almost here. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. No, I'm kidding. But we got to be fearless when it comes to this stuff with our government, with everything that's going on in the world right now. We are going to have to become more fearless as believers. And we're going to have to step out and do more. And in order to do that, there's one thing that I think we all need to do. And that's what I have prepared a message about today. And that's this. Crossing the chicken line. Okay, it's time. We've got to cross the chicken line because that's what it means to be fearless. Okay, what does that look like? Because our culture loves fearless people, don't we? You know, and you guys remember the old show Fear Factor, and they're eating stuff and going through, they're laying in the coffin with the roaches all over them and stuff. You know, everybody would do that, right? Rats and roaches and all that, you know. But then there's the crazy stunt people. Now, we like that. At least, come on, where's my guys? We like a good YouTube video, right? You know, this crazy guy. Can't believe he did that. It's insane. Yeah, all right. You know, or there's the fails too, right? You know, I think there's a fail army or something like that. We love watching those videos. But you know what? We want celebrities. We want daredevils. We want all of that stuff in that shock and awe campaign, right? Girls, I know you like it too, okay? I just kind of keyed in on the guys, but girls, you love that stuff too. So I want to start off today with looking at a few of the craziest stunts that have ever been done to date, okay? Are you ready for this? All right, the first one is by a guy named Felix. It's a guy named Felix. His last name is Baumgartner, and he did a stratosphere jump. Okay, this guy literally did a skydive from space. I don't know how they got him up there. I think they flew him up in a capsule or something, you know, and then he dove back to the Earth from space and landed it, you know, and he was a hero. Everybody knows who he is, right? No, okay. But there is somebody that I guarantee you that is like that. It's crazy and does all those stunts that you do know their name. His name, and we're going to say it in church, even though it's got the word evil in it, is Evel Knievel. Now, how many of you guys remember having, I had the wind-up Evel Knievel motorcycle guy, and the cord, you'd pull the cord, and then the motorcycle, and then you'd send him off the ramp, and he'd roll over, you know, and everything, and it never broke. But see, the problem with the real Evel Knievel is he would break every time that he would roll over and fall and do all those things. But he was crazy. He was fearless. He would jump 12, 13, 14 Greyhound buses and do all of that stuff. But there's one guy that, to me, tops it all, okay? And you've probably never heard of him, or some of you may have, but his name is Luke Akins, okay? Anybody ever heard of Luke Akins? This guy did a 25,000-foot drop from an airplane with no parachute. Watch this video. He's got no parachute on. He's just gonna land. I don't think he could be more fearless than that, can you? I mean, that guy, yeah, that's the part where he goes, somebody get me a portalette. He'd actually jumped 25,000 feet with no parachute and landed in a net. I mean, come on, guys. That's fearless. When you talk about fearless, I mean, it takes guts to do something like that, doesn't it? Everybody say guts. Yeah, right. You know, people a lot of times will risk their lives for the thrill of victory, for approval, and all of that. And I love that kind of stuff. I've done crazy things like that, too. You know, I grew up in an old neighborhood, and back in the old neighborhood, there were these woods. Any of you guys, I know you, none of you young kids know about this, but how many of you older folks remember we'd actually go out and play in the woods, right? You know, eat oranges because you're a Floridian. If you're a Floridian, you'd live on oranges over in the muck field, over where the rope swing was on the old oak tree down the path, right? Well, there was this one spot that we would go to, and we were fearless. Back then, you know, when you're young and dumb, you realize that you bend, and now we realize that we break, okay? So there was these vines that had grown all the way over these trees, and these vines were there, and I would climb up into the top of this tree, and about 20 feet down, the vines had grown over all the other trees, and I would dive out of this tree for about 20 feet, and I would hit these vines, and they would just catch you, just like that net caught Luke, right? And it would just, whoa, and it was like you were defying everything as a young kid, because 20 feet when you're, you know, 10 years old, it's like, it's a lot. So, you know, we would dive off of that thing and the vines would catch you. Well, we did it so much, and so many of us in the old neighborhood would do it, that eventually we wore a little hole over into the middle of the side, over on one side. It got even riskier. You were like, wow, I'm fearless. Rawr! Well, in all of my fearlessness, I dove one time a little too far to the left, and I hit that hole in the vines, like right at the perfect spot, with my butt and my legs and my arms folded, and I went straight through that hole and dropped another 20 feet to the ground in the muck. So I'm laying there on the ground, and yeah, I wasn't feeling as fearless as I was before. And you know what my first statement was? They all came running out of the tree, had to climb out of the trees, and they were like, "You okay? You okay?" I'm like, "Go get my mom." true story. But you know what? There are things out there in our life that are scary. They're crazy. They're wild. And sometimes in your life, you're just going to have to do what? Cross the chicken line. You're going to have to step out. You're going to have to do something that's uncomfortable. You're going to have to put yourself in a situation like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, knowing that there's a net waiting for you on the ground. What is that net? His name is Jesus. You see, God is with us everywhere that we go. Sometimes we just have to take a leap of faith. We have to step out there and just be who God's called us to be in those moments. Just like Luke Aikens, we have to, and we have to just step out. And that's where we're at today, because we're coming into the Easter season, the holiday season, and I'm going to ask you as your pastor to step out and do a few crazy things today. Say crazy. All right, y'all are looking like, I know him. I don't know what he's going to ask us to do. I'm a little nervous about this, but, just say to me this, but I'm scared. Some of us are scared. We all have fears that we need to overcome, don't we? Anybody not have something that they're afraid of that they need to overcome? You see, the Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy 1:7 this. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and what? Love and a sound mind, okay? Sound minds don't jump out of airplanes without parachutes, but we're going to just forget all about that for this moment. But you know what? Some of you are facing mountains and obstacles in your lives. Can anybody say amen? I mean, am I the only one that's, some of you are facing some financial obstacles, right? Some of you are facing some physical obstacles. You need healing in your body, or you're, like me. Last week, I could hardly get back up. I was doing an example of praying, and then I was stuck. An usher had to come help me. But then there's mental. Sometimes we're having mental battles, mental struggles. We're just struggling that way, even emotionally. We're just in a battle constantly, and spiritually as well, but fear is real, right? Somebody say, yeah. Fear is, it's a real thing. Fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. We all face it somewhere in life. So what do you think are the top 10 things that people are afraid of? I'm going to kind of go open forum. I know it's dangerous to do that in church. Actually, let the congregation talk. But, I like doing that. It's risky, right? So top 10 fears of all time. All right, throw a few out. Let me hear them. Death. Okay, that's one. Rejection. Nobody got that first service, but yes, that is one of them. Public speaking. Yes, that's on the list. Snakes is not on the list, but I'm with you. I'm with you. What's that? The dark. Yes, the dark is on there. Fear of failure, that's one. You were in the first service. No, I'm kidding. Yours doesn't count? Yeah. What's that? Raising teenagers. Nope, not on the list, but very real. All right, so I'm going to go through the list real quick. That was good. Did you have one? What was it? Spiders, yes, very good. That is actually number 9, okay, on the list. So number 1 is flying. Okay, not falling with style like we've shown you today, but actual flying. So the second was public speaking. That's my worst one. I'm afraid of that one. I'm like, third one is heights. Anybody who's afraid of heights, come on, you can be honest. Like, put you on the 50-foot. I'm like crazy when it comes to heights. I'll climb a 50-foot ladder. I'll be up there hanging out, and just doing stuff. But other people are like, no. But here's the one, the number 4 was the dark. Who said the dark? Who was that one? Yeah, it was the dark, I love that because, I have my son Jacob, and, I told him one time, hey, go, he was about, he was little. I said, go take the garbage cans out to the road. The garbage men are coming tomorrow. He's like, could I just do it in the morning real early? I'm like, no, just go get it done, get it done. And he's like, but it's dark. And I'm like, no, you're fine, go get it, and I'd forgotten, but one time when he was really little, I caught his two brothers. I went in his room to see him, and he had the covers over his head, and he was shaking, in the dark and everything. And I was like, dude, what's wrong with you? He's like, the whisperers are here. I'm like, what is that? Who are the whisperers? He's like, Justin and Jason told me the whisperers are going to get me. I like, let me go have a talk with your brothers, man. I was like, hey, come here, boys. Who are the whisperers? Oh no, they knew they were in trouble, man. It was like, you know, we won't tell you what happened after that. Some people aren't up for that. And, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child, right? No, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, so I said, go take the garbage cans out, man. He's like, you know, he grabs the garbage can. He's like, and then he's like, and he comes running back in, you know, and the whole way, you know, he's hearing like, cha, 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 cha. You know, it's like, dude, if you guys are going to watch all those movies, man, and you're afraid to go take the garbage cans to the road, you deserve it. But fear is real, man. He was serious. He's like, whew, whew. He was in and out. I've never seen anybody take the garbage cans out that fast before. He made it happen. But you know what? Fear is real, but it doesn't have to define us. You hear me, right? Fear does not have to define you in your life. You know, miracles and victories can happen if we can overcome fear, if we can cross that chicken line, if we can make that transition into where we trust God and believe God with all of our heart that he's there, he's that safety net, that he's going to back us up. You know, we can do incredible things. We can step out where we weren't able to step out before, you know. And look at Mark 9:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. What's your impossibility today? What's your impossibility, man? God's bigger. He's ready. He's ready to move. You know, let's look at a few different guys in Bible times, okay, real quick, that crossed the fear line, that chicken line, and did amazing things for God. Who would you guys think is the let's go Old Testament. In the Old Testament, who do you think crossed the biggest chicken line that ever existed and saw one of the greatest victories in all of the Bible? Moses was one. He was one for sure. But David, that's right. David and Goliath, right? You guys ever heard of that story? David and Goliath? A few of you? You know, in 1 Samuel 17:22-29 says, David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, and he ran to the army, and he came and greeted his brothers. His dad had sent him to the battlefield to bring supplies. And then as he talked with them, there was this champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words, and David heard these words. Listen to this. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. Dreadfully afraid. So would you say they had fear? Okay. That's, you know, I think they probably were suffering from the fear of potential flying. Right? Public speaking. Heights, because he was so big. Right? The dark, because he was going to knock them out. But think about this. So the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who's come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches and will give him his daughter and give his father's house exemption from taxes. That's huge. Right? Tax-free. That'll motivate a person. So David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who kills this guy and takes away this reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Perspective. You see it, right? Now, Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and his anger aroused against David. And he said, why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? I want to challenge you with those words today. You see, there is a world outside these doors that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a cause. They need to know the truth. They need to know that healing is available for them. They need to know that deliverance is available for them. They need to know that God has given them victory in their lives. There is a cause, and David knew who he was. Do you hear me? He knew who he was. He was God's chosen man. Guess what? You're God's chosen man. You're God's chosen woman for this day, for this moment, for this time in the world. God is calling each one of you to cross that chicken line and to go face the giants of this world and to slay them. Say, where's my sword? Come on, say it. You see, the reason, though, is David knew who God was. It's not just knowing enough that God has chosen you. You got to know who the God is that's chosen you. Okay, so he didn't look at the obstacles in front of him, right? David looked at the reward. It's like, whoa, hey, wait, what's going to happen for the guy that kills this guy? No taxes? Yeah. You know, I get the king's daughter? Yeah. You know, I mean, he looked at the reward. He knew that Goliath would fall in God's hands, not in his, but in God's hands. He knew that that enemy could be destroyed. And what is our common enemy today? It's the world trying to hide Jesus from people. The world is trying to hide Jesus so that people cannot get free. You see, the Bible says that, you know, we'll know the truth, and the truth will what? Set us free. What is the truth? The truth is Jesus died for every one of us to set us free. You see, David knew, just like the lion and the bear, you know, that he defeated with his own hands, that God would destroy this Philistine giant the same way. So he was not afraid because God was with him. Remember that. David knew what to do. Kill the giant. And there's some giants out there that we need to kill in our communities, in our government. We got to take care of this stuff. Say this, God is with me. Do you believe it? He is. You know, David had a cause, and we have a cause to set those who are lost free. Plain and simple. We have a job to do. We have to defeat the enemy of God. Moses did the same thing with Pharaoh. What a chicken line that must have been. Biggest guy in the world, you know, the Pharaoh of Pharaohs. And he actually was family, you know, because Moses grew up in the palace. So now he's really kind of squaring off with family. Anybody ever had to cross the chicken line and square off with family? It's not fun, is it? But he had to cross that line because God had called him. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, man? Thrown into the fiery furnace. Why? Because they crossed the chicken line and said, we will not bow to your ways. And what happened? What happened with Moses? God showed up, split the Red Sea, delivered them to the, out of the promised land. What happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? He said, the king looked into the fiery furnace and there was four people instead of three. And one looks like the Son of God. God showed up. That net is there, everybody. You don't have to be in fear in your life anymore because God has got your back. He's with you. He said he would supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. He said he would set you free, deliver you. He'd give you all the wisdom you need, all the strength you need. Everything you need was given to you when Jesus cried out from that cross and said, it is finished. He's not going to give you anything else. You've already got it. He's not going to give you anything else. You've just been kept in the dark. You don't understand what you already have in your life. And therefore, you are taking damage from the enemy because you need to recognize and know and understand what God has already done for you in your life. So what are we going to do? We got to cross the chicken line. Say it. Cross that chicken line. What does that mean? You got to believe God for the miraculous to begin to happen around you every day. You have the ability to see the miraculous happen around you every day of your life. Miracles, deliverance, power being released, the words of your mouth changing the course of people's lives and the direction of their lives. We have that ability. So what is your chicken line as a believer, as a Christian? I'm talking to the Christians in the room. So if you're not, you're off the hook. But we're coming for you at the end. So what is your chicken line as a believer? Is it sharing Christ with someone? Well, Pastor, I'm not really, that's not my thing. It's every believer's thing. You're not off the hook. You just haven't crossed the chicken line yet. Once you get one, it's like gas on the fire. It's like, what? I just prayed for them and they got healed. Maybe your chicken line's that headache. You know, anybody ever been around someone that's like, oh, I've got such a headache?
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.